It's that time of month, time again for the WGEL Homegrown Music Program. Swamp, we got a show here today. It's
yes,
April
sir.
Show.
April show.
Something going on April-wise. We got some April music here.
I got one song that's called April.
April. Let's hear April and we'll talk
about
it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Start out the month here. Way to go.
That's a pretty good picking and singing there, I think, wasn't it?
Tell us about those folks there.
Well, the guy doing the lead vocals, this setup, this is from 1986, actually, and you might have caught Alison Krauss doing harmony vocals on this, but the guy singing the lead vocals is a guy named John Pinnell, who was the bass player for the original Union Station band, which is no more, and it went through several modification, I guess we say, with ears.
Oh.
But he knew
alterations.
Alison.
And
yeah. Lamentations and all kinds of things.
We have a guest in with us today.
We do.
He
yeah.
might come up with a word that would describe yeah. that, but we'll call on him later.
Maybe he'll think of the right word after a while here for us. But, yeah, anyway, a song called April, which he's not saying about the month of April, obviously, a young woman of some sort.
A woman named April.
Named April. But yeah. So. This is from 86, and Allison was playing fiddle on that. And they went to, wasn't with the same lineup. The lineups changed quite a bit back then. And they went to Kentucky Fried Chicken Contest, I think the same year in 86 along there. And they won that, and then it was kind of a stepping stone to...
All right, I didn't know that.
Kentucky Fried Chicken used to front some money to have a festival downtown Louisville.
Downtown Louisville.
That was pretty neat. I went a couple times.
I'm very familiar with downtown Louisville.
Yeah,
I was there for 15 years.
Is that right?
Probably. Yeah. Before Colonel Sanders had,
oh, okay, I was
had his music contest.
Did you eat a lot of chicken now?
A lot of chicken. Yeah. I saw him one day in an oyster bar. I just got him right? down those oysters, and I thought, wow, he's a diverse fellow.
Colonel Sanders eating oysters, huh?
That was my running with the colonel.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Celebrity running.
Yes.
They're trying to get Reba McEntire to do that lately. I don't know about that.
So. The oysters or what?
No, the Kentucky or the Colonel Sanders.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Remember that? Yeah.
I forgot. I've seen that. It's good. Yes.
Times changed. She's better looking than the original Colonel, I guess. But, I don't know, but who knows?
It was good disguise.
Oh, we do have a guest. Should we introduce him? Or
sure.
Right now? What's her name?
Somebody in the studio with us tonight. Yeah.
See, it looks familiar. I don't know.
I think he plays a banjo somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Guy. Okay. Yeah.
Here
banjo
he is.
Player.
All right.
I was invited, but I'm not sure what for.
He's got to get closer to the mic.
Color commentary.
Share that mic. Here goes.
Yeah. Maybe color commentary.
Yeah, a little local color here. Just. Okay.
What is your name, son?
I'm Craig Bomberger, and I just come in. Swampy invited me in here. I wish you happy April Fool's here.
Yeah, that's right. It's April. It's getting paid. All of it.
So what are you going to do for us today?
I don't really have any idea. Okay. We'll find out here.
Well, John's a puppet master over there.
John's got his guitar.
There was some nice banjo on that last
time. It was. Yeah. You know what? That was provided by a guy named Bill Anderson. Who's not the Bill Anderson most people think of.
Not another Bill Anderson.
See, Bill. But he was a student at the U of I. This is where most of these people met up in Champaign their years
ago.
Right. And like I say, John Pinnell knew Allison. Her father was a professor at U of I, I think. He's actually one of John's profs. I think that's how they
met up.
So he had a long... He's down in Nashville now. Craig's here. We went down and visited him one time. And... what do you think about John? We went to his little party hut.
The thing that impressed me most was he had a record up on the wall, and it was in a case. And I said, "What's that record there? Was that a million seller, or is that a gold record?" And he said, "No, that's a platinum record." Who was it? Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson. Yeah,
Meat and Potatoes Man. And I guess they sold 2 million copies. The checks were pretty good there for a while.
Whoa, yeah.
After he co-wrote that song with somebody, and I'm not sure who it was, but we sat around and played music with him down there with the Johnsons.
Inspired you to write a tune now and then, man.
Yeah, inspired, but haven't seen any platinum.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I think one of Craig's CDs went aluminum a while back.
Shoot for a copper beyond that.
Or copper beyond that. I think aluminum.
Aluminum is...
He's got one of those right now.
They're easier to carry around.
Yeah, it's lighter weight.
Okay.
That's for selling 10 CDs, I think.
I think we ought to play some music here on this program today. What do we got coming up next? Orville,
this was a fellow named Orville Johnson who used to live around the Edwardsville area. I haven't seen him in 2 years. Some friends of mine knew him, and they came up with a CD. And he's kind of a singer-songwriter guy, but he really got into the dobro. And I tell you what, he's a great dobro player.
And I think master of the dobro.
He's very good.
Good.
Judge for yourself. You can listen to the song. This is called Marty March. Like Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Marty March. See what you think.
Oh,
Swamp, great choice.
What do you think about it? Yeah.
Love that dobro.
That's
baby.
Pretty cool, isn't
it? You can't beat a good dobro.
No. And the CD, I mean, we can get back to it one of these days. It's got all kind of, it kind of showcases dobro. And he's doing, this was, that was called Marty March, so you hear the horns. He doesn't usually play with horns, but for this one track.
Nice touch there, though. Yeah. What's up next, Swamp? What do you think we have to
do? Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if it works first, John.
Okay. Who are you? Oh, we want to see if it works first.
Yeah.
Or you like to put though. The pause on.
That's how we.
Swamp, here's a guy from Fayette County.
That's right. I've got a little information on him. But first in question is Tex Williams, whose real name I don't know, but he picked up the name Tex somehow, and wasn't from being from Texas because he was. From Fayette County, as you
point out. Well, yeah. Well, that's close.
Here's a big song back in 1947. Came out.
And, let's do it.
It's called Smoke, Smoke, Smoke.
Smoke, Smoke, Smoke.
Now, I'm a fella with a heart of gold with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a fella that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's got to stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Now in a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and the queens, they just kept on coming around. Then I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on a-raising and a-laying the money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. He finally called and then didn't raise the bet. I said, ace is full, pal, how about you? And he said, well, I'll tell you in just a minute or two, but right now I just gotta have a cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. The other night, I had a date with the cutest little girl in the 48 states, a hybrid uptown fancy little date. Now, she said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things were just about like they ought to be, so hand in hand, we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice, and our smooching party was going real nice, so help me, Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. But I give her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, Tex, excuse me, please, but I just gotta have another cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
Hey, another cigarette.
Another cigarette.
Yeah.
Kind of mentioned this song came out in 1947. You ran into Merle Travis somehow, and I think Tex had the idea. He said he saw a friend chain smoking, and then Merle said, okay, let's write a song.
Write a song.
This is Capitol Records' first million seller, actually, too.
So whoa.
Very, very big thing there.
So, yeah.
Tex also made some movies. They got a hold of him for the movies. He supposedly made 53 movies for Universal.
53 movies.
Yeah, so,
wow.
Kind of playing cowboy and stuff. So.
Singing cowboys,
singing
I guess.
Singing cowboys.
Huh?
Probably, yeah. I haven't seen too many of those movies.
Yeah, there was Gene Autry. And
yeah, all those guys. Tex was born in 1917, and he was died in 1985. He did have lung cancer.
Oh.
So folks out there, especially young folks,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't smoke that cigarette.
It's like a tick. It's easy to pick up. It's hard to get rid of. So.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so don't smoke, kids. And if you smoke, stop, please.
All right.
Thank you.
Good. Good. A public service announcement here on the Homegrown Music Program. Tell us about this next tune, buddy.
Well, this is kind of a concept I just had 5 minutes ago. No, that we played Texas
after Rhythm. after we took a smoke break.
Yeah, right? We're just back from smoking. So no, we're just kidding.
No. The only thing we smoke anymore is barbecued ribs and smoked things. Yeah,
that's right. There you go. No, we don't. We don't smoke. The concept, though, was Tex Williams having a million seller in 1947, pretty big deal. The author of this sold over a million, and who is John Hartford. And Glenn Campbell was the guy that really put it over for John, I think.
John's got some connections right here in Greenville.
Well, more or less up the Champaign area, too, that way.
Yeah.
More or less. I don't know if he ever came through here or not, sure. He was a disc jockey up around Clinton, Illinois, in the early 60s.
Well, didn't he know somebody here in town, though?
Lyle Mayfield. Lyle lived in, he kind of linked up in Champaign.
Oh, is that where he knew him?
Yeah,
okay.
That's where they were. And I think Lyle left Champaign 63 or 4 himself.
Okay.
And Hartford went farther south. He went to Nashville. And Chet Atkins kind of discovered him, I guess, or whatever you want to say. And he actually had Hartford change his name from Harford to Hartford, so put the T in there. So.
Okay.
Chet Atkins did that for John, and maybe that made all the difference.
And the Smothers Brothers, they used
him. Yeah.
He was
a writer on the Smothers Brothers show.
Yeah.
And we played the Washing Machine song here a couple times.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was on the Smothers Brothers. But anyway, this is we kind of tie this all in. This is a lady from Champaign area originally, and it's Allison Krauss doing Gentle on My Mind.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, Allison doing her thing.
Yeah, so we kind of killed two birds with one stone. Allison was a Champaign native, and John spent some time there in the early 60s, and then cut out down to Nashville, and that's where he made his fame and fortune. And I think Allison's done the same thing. Craig and I have been there, but so far nothing's really clicked, has it, too much.
You know, you speak of that John Pinnell that played with Allison Krauss there earlier, and he was in Greenville. He played down here at the Adams Brothers Coffee House.
He did.
We've had several celebrities come through Greenville and play at the theater and the coffee house.
That's true.
Several of the people that you've heard on this program.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And now we got a couple of people we've heard on this program right here tonight. So
that's right.
I think you guys ought to put your head together here. And we'll pause this and we'll come back with a tune here. A live tune right here in the WGEL studios. These guys can harmonize, I'm telling you. You're going to enjoy it. And we'll be right back. Okay, we're going to do a little picking and singing here, and I'm just going to sit and listen like everybody else. And we got two pros right here, harmonizing.
Yeah.
Tell us what are we going
to
do?
I have to tell you a little story about the chorus of this song. When we recorded it the first time, Swampy inserted a little portion where he harmonized with an ooh, and I kind of laughed when I...
You thought it was funny?
I thought that was funny, and then when I listened to it when we played it back, I thought, well, that sounds pretty good, so you'll hear it here, and we'll cut this part out anyway. But... As I'm getting older, I get the cold shoulder from most of the ladies I meet. Well, I used to play football and baseball and hockey. Now I'm lucky just to feel my heartbeat. Dimples that I had when I was 18, now they're lost in my two double chins. Six pack is a beer belly, lost all my hair. It's a shame, shape that I'm in. It's a shame, the shape that I'm in. Not really hoping that I am badly bent. For the late nights and the fist fights and the drink until daylight, just wait for the music to end. It's a shame, the shape that I'm in. Now back in my glory days, where have they gone? Those fast cars, loose women, and booze. Get high on anything, trip out on everything. I thought I had nothing to lose. I was born in the 50s, I'm living my 60s. I'm halfway to heaven's far shore. Makes me start thinking I better quit drinking. Bartender, give me one more. It's a shame, the shape that I'm in. Not really broken, but I am badly bent. Late nights and fist fights and drinking till daylight. Just wait for the music to end. It's a shame, the shape that I'm in.
What happened there?
Where will I hide when I try to escape from my trespasses already blundered? What will I find when I turn over rocks that I swore that I'd never look under? How will I feel when someone I love says they no longer have what I need? What will I say in the courtroom someday when the judge asks me how do I plead? It's a shame, the shape that I'm in. Not really broken, but I am badly bent. Late nights and fist fights and drinking till daylight, just waiting for the music to end. It's a shame, the shape that I'm in. Oh, the late nights and the fist fights and the drinking till daylight, just waiting for the music to end. It's a shame, the shape that
It's a shame the shape that I'm in.
Woohoo! Outstanding. Oh, got it. How are we going to top that tonight, Swamp?
I don't think you can.
It's hard to top.
I think you guys are exaggerating.
Exaggeration is good for the soul. That's what I say. Here we go.
What are that?
Swamp. Yes, sir. Way to go, buddy. That was you and Craig are to making this program easy tonight. Huh? What do we got next?
Well, this is maybe kind of a tenuous connection here, but... a band called the Byrds, who just about everybody heard of in the 60s, who had some big hits. Mr. Tambourine Man, Turn, mm-hmm. A couple of their big songs. Byrds went through a lot of personnel changes. And by this point, in 1968, Roger McGuinn was kind of leader of the band. They decided to get into country a little bit, or their idea of country. And so they kind of had their folk roots and everything, too. The connection here is McGuinn was from Chicago originally, and he got into folk music and he got into country eventually. Like I say, this is the Byrds' idea of country. They had a kind of a little bit of a hit off this. This is a Bob Dylan tune. It's called "You Ain't Going Nowhere."
You ain't going nowhere.
A lot of people heard it,
but we're going somewhere.
We're going somewhere we're right going. Now.
Yeah, right here we go. Yeah.
So swift, rain won't lift, gate won't close, railings froze. Get your mind off winter time. You ain't going nowhere.
The other thing I wanted to point out too was they did do a little tour in 2018 here, and as usual I'm a day late on these things, but it was Roger McGuinn and Chris Hillman were two of the original members. They went out with Marty Stewart, and Marty Stewart played guitar with them. I haven't heard any, there's stuff on YouTube, I'm sure I haven't looked it up yet, but anyway, this album came out in 68, so it was an anniversary type thing, so.
And a bit of connection with
The other connection here is John Hartford played on this album too.
All right,
it's a small world musically.
Small world, yes.
Anyway,
okay.
So, don't ask me what the song's about. Dylan wrote, so nobody knows.
Well, that's only that's standard stuff there. Yeah. So Swamp, what next? Do you think we ought to do some more of this?
Yeah, let's hear another track off. This is a pretty good album. Again, this is the Byrds idea of country music. It's 1968. Really pretty revolutionary, because back in 68, you had guys like Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and people like that. And then on the other side, you had Jefferson Airplane and the Doors. And it seemed like nothing really mixed too much. But the Byrds were trying to, you know, kind of put out a olive branch to the country people, I think. But
yeah.
This kind of actually mentioned John Hartford a while ago, too. And John Hartford plays banjo on this song. It's written by Woody Guthrie. It's called Pretty Boy Floyd.
Pretty Boy Floyd.
So Woody Guthrie penned Pretty Boy Floyd, and maybe kind of stretch a point. I think some people try to mythologize these people.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde got it too, you know.
They did. Yeah, eventually everybody gets a redo sometimes. Yeah.
So maybe turn him into a better guy than maybe he was. I don't know. But anyway, that's the Byrds doing it, and Woody Guthrie, and again, John Hartford playing the banjo.
All right. Craig got something that you brought in that...
Well, this is a song. It's called The Family Tree, and my girlfriend's got a great big oak tree right out in the middle of her drive, and a couple of years ago she was afraid it was dying, and she was pretty sad about that. And it's we all have our, usually out in the backyard or front yard somewhere, we have a big tree that is our favorite, and kind of corresponds to our family tree that goes back through the or genealogy, but anyway, we wrote this song, and Jerry Chapman played the guitar on it. Swampy plays the mandolin, and Mike Miller from Panama does the bass work, and we recorded this down here in the Greenville College studio, called The Family Tree.
Thank you. my window since the day I arrived. Through all of my troubles, well, you helped me survive. Grew up from an acre to the anchor I need. Well, you've been there so long and you stood there so strong. Yeah, my family tree. All the names and the faces, their stories and places, and the branches and leaves of the saints and their thieves, and the lessons I learned, and the bridges I burned, and the choices I made while I lived in your shade. I got out of the city, it's all concrete and glass, and lots of cheap plastic. Well, it weren't built to last. And stained glass and hardwood don't make a place holy. If you're looking for God, just don't cheat and rob from the meek and the lowly. All the names and the faces, their stories and places, in the branches and leaves, there's saints and there's thieves, and the lessons I learned while your pages I turn, and the choices I made while I lived in your shade. Don't live forever, and I hope it's not my time to be your pallbearer, 'cause it's long been my plan sleep in your shade. Now if you should die, well, I won't even cry, I'll just fade away. Lost names and lost faces, lost stories and places, in the branches and leaves of the saints and their thieves, and the lessons I learned, and the bridges I burned, and the choices I made while I lived in your shade. All the choices I made while I lived in your shade.
All right, Craig Swamp, good work.
That was the family tree. That was Jerry Chapman guitar, Swamp on the mandolin, Mike Miller on the bass guitar. We recorded that down here when it was Greenville College, before the days of Greenville University. Travis Bryles was the engineer. And
You know, we had a little fun down there.
I think we did.
Swamp, Mark DeVore, done some good things here in the past in the homegrown program.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Mark and where he came from.
Well, actually, why don't you take over, Craig, because you were the first guy that met Mark. Come right up.
Well, one night we went to down the Historical Society, had a program, and they invited Mark down from Chicago. And he's big in the old town school of folk music up there in Chicago, and he does banjo, he does guitar, but they had him do a banjo program, so Linda and I went to hear just the last part of it, and I ended up getting to play a tune with him and got talking to him afterwards, and he gets down in this neighborhood every once in a while, so we invited him to the Globe Theater. And in fact, we invited him, we had a cookout up there in Panama one night, and he came up there and played and packed the house. Or it was either Mark or the ribs we were cooking, giving away, I'm not sure which, but he played up there, and he's played in the Globe, and he's in the neighborhood every once in a while, but does a lot of folk music, and he's really good with the traditional kind of music, and you'll catch him every once in a while in the neighborhood. Last time we saw him was up at the winery there in Coffeen.
Well, we've got a lot to pick from here, but I'm My Own Grandpa.
I'm My Own Grandpa.
This is from a CD called Just Something My Grandma Used to Sing. So
okay.
Apparently she used to sing I'm My Own Grandpa.
There we go.
I'm just a sucker for that song, I guess.
I like it too, yeah.
Many, many years ago when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon these two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and it changed my very life. For my daughter was my mother 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate this matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. This little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he were my uncle then, it also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course is my stepmother. Now father's wife then had a son, which kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, 'cause he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, for although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Now if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild, and every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. Now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It seems funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
I'm my own grandpa.
I'm on. You catch all that? Can you?
Yes. Kind of. It's hard to follow.
It is.
But you pay attention. You know where this happens. Yeah.
It's a little bit convoluted, but yeah. I guess it makes some kind of sense.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I don't believe it.
I don't think it's true, but it makes for a heck of a song.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so if you get to see Mark DeVore, go out and see Mark.
Yeah.
You'll see him. His schedule will be on his website. You can look it up, but he's down in the neighborhood playing different places every once in a while.
Sings one of my favorite songs too, "Sipping Cider Through a Straw." And we enjoy that song down there.
Yeah, I think Joe Dahl sings that every once in a while.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I won't do it anymore.
At least Joe's got the cider.
He's got the cider and he's got the straw. Yeah. I wondered where that was coming from. All right. Swamp got a fella named John Edwards.
John Edwards, yeah. I don't think he's related to the politician.
No.
That I know of. No. Maybe he wouldn't claim it anyway. But this guy, Craig, and I met him. How many years ago was it? We're doing the Globe Theater.
It was about 15 years ago. 10 okay. years ago, maybe.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago on a cold night.
On a cold night.
Yeah. This was a CD. The fellow's name is John Edwards, I said, but it's 2009 the CD came out. And this a good singer songwriter guy. I don't think I've ever seen him too much. We did go down to Breeze and see him play at a songwriter's night they had down there.
I think he plays on the east side quite a bit. He doesn't get out into this area too much.
Yeah. I think he's kind of from down that area, down on Breeze, Belleville, we're thinking.
So. I think Aaron O'Toole. Found out about him and invited him up here.
Okay. Well, good.
Real good singer-songwriter.
Yes. Anyway. Good stuff.
John Edwards. This is called Gray Weather Sky, is the name of this song.
Like today.
Here we are, late morning, still in bed. Rain clouds are forming. It's been six hot weeks without a break. Let's take the day. You and I communicate today. I love this cloudy weather. The world can wait. It's just me and you together. All right. Looks like rain today. Just a heartbeat away, feeling fine. I love this cloudy weather. Gonna spend the day together. Gray weather sky. Gray weather sky. Under the sheet, gonna lay back. Feel your heartbeat. Feel my heart react. I love your whisper in my ear. Tomorrow will come. Right now I'm so glad we're here. Today I love this cloudy weather. The world can wait. It's just me and you together though. Alright. Looks like rain today. Just a heartbeat away, feeling fine. I love this cloudy weather. Gonna spend the day together. Gray weather sky. Gray weather sky. We get so busy, it's hard to find the time to remember why my heart is yours. And yours is mine. All right. Looks like rain today. Your laughing eyes are just a heartbeat away. Feeling fine. I love this cloudy weather. Gonna spend the day together. Gray weather sky. Sky, gray weather sky.
Gray weather, good
gray
tune.
Sky. He, I talked to John a little bit when he played here, and he'd been a house painter, or maybe he still was. He was always hoping for these gray weather skies, and I said I was the same way. Always sing a song, ain't gonna work tomorrow. I was saying that when I was a house painter, so maybe a rainy day. So.
Right.
I still sing that song. I think about my house painting days. Anyway, praying for rain, basically.
Praying for rain. Okay.
Well,
what's this other song about anyway?
I can't really say it's about much of anything. It's just sitting around one day and trying to figure out a song to write, and it's started thinking about a dog and what would be ridiculous, and came up with this ridiculous song. Ready? Okay, this is a song about a hound dog. You might know a hound dog like this. I don't know. I'm sure it's happened somewhere in the world. Once I had an old hound dog, as smart as he could be. So I taught that dog to drive my car so he could chauffeur me. Yes, I taught that dog to drive my car so he could chauffeur me. Well, I took that dog to town when I went to the bar. If I had too much to drink, my dog would drive my car. If I had too much to drink, my dog would drive my car. One day he stole my Cadillac. It went up on Choctaw Ridge. Well, he lost his nerve when he missed a curve at the Tallahatchie Bridge. Lost his nerve when he missed a curve at the Tallahatchie Bridge. And the guardrail was not high enough to keep him on the road. Well, he went into the river and my car became a boat. Went into the river and my car became a boat. Taught that dog to drive, I did not teach that dog to sail. He was doing pretty good till he run up on a whale. He was doing pretty good till he run up on a whale. That's a sight that's seldom seen, or perhaps you never will. It's a whale with a hound dog on his back and a top-down coupe de ville. Whale with a hound dog on his back and a top-down coupe de ville. Well, the whale kept right on swimming, went right up to the sea. And the last time that I saw my dog, is barking back at me. Last time that I saw my dog, is barking back at me. So if you've got a dog, don't you let him drive your car, 'cause he just might run away when you're drinking at the bar. Yeah, he just might run away when you're drinking at the bar.
Woohoo! Good! Well, great way to end the program, guys.
Where I thought that was a good idea to teach that dog to drive.
I thought it was an excellent idea. It takes a lot of talent just to teach a dog to do something like that, I bet. Yeah.
He wasn't on my insurance.
State Farm wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot ball, would they? Especially the way he ended up out on the ocean. Amen, brothers. Here we go. And there it goes, another month of the Homegrown program. And thanks to Craig Bomberger and Swamp Weiss. Craig came in special guest tonight, and we did some live music and had some fun with this program. Hope you had some fun listening. And tonight's program has been brought to us by some mighty fine folks. Here's a list of our sponsors for this evening on the Homegrown Music Program right here on WGEL-FM 101.7, Greenville, Illinois.